Welcome to another episode of the Chill Sisters podcast. I will not lie to you. Today was not a good one. Not at all. Rashida might want to lie to you, but not me. We discuss a lot of issues, women issues, this episode. Kindly tune in and find out. No spoilers, just listen. If you're new here, sorry, you came at the wrong time. I hope you enjoy this one. Thank you for coming back.
Hey, hey, hey. Hello, boys and girls. Hello, everybody. Welcome Hello. Back to the Chill Sisters podcast. My name is Rashida.
And I'm your sister, Ladu. Recording live through the city of Abuja, Nigeria. Welcome, guys.
Your sis, what's up? We are recording on an unusual day, on a Monday night.
Unusual day. Unusual time.
Unusual time. It's just,
yes. The most unusual time of all.
How are you feeling?
I'm weak. to be very honest with you.
Oh.
You know, I had a very hectic week.
You did. You did.
One of the reasons why we didn't record.
Mm-hmm.
Usual time.
I know.
Then, unforeseen circumstances.
I know.
Well, today, Rashida just bombarding me with her street issues.
Yes, sis. You know that Mondays are my busiest days of the week. On Mondays, I'm beyond myself. But
that's true.
Alhamdulillah, it's all I can say. We did not for the strengths. We thank God. What we do to get the podcast out every week, the sacrifices we make.
They don't know.
Yes, is talking about the sacrifices we make. I was just sitting there and I was thinking, I was like, not to brag, but like, I don't give myself enough credit. I just feel like...
You don't. I wanted to say, you people should give Rashida flowers.
It's not even about the podcast I'm even talking about. You sis.
No, even for the podcast, we need to give you the flowers. So Regina was just shocking me back to back. Since 2020, I was like, wait, oh, relax. I don't understand. Is it that you signed a contract without my knowing? Because I don't get. Pop, pop.
I'm on fire, ba.
No, Rashida is on fire. I need to catch up.
May our hard work pay off.
Pay, ba. Inshallah. Yes, inshallah. Inshallah. Like, which flowers do you want us to give you?
Which flowers? I'm not even the flower type, but I love flowers. Anything colorful. You know all those colorful bouquets. Please put all the flowers in.
So you live in the UK.
Put all the flowers in.
I don't know
one.
The type of flower that you want. Pretend now. Even small.
Because, no, you know what? If they talk about flowers, the usual flower you talk about is you say roses.
Oh, lilies.
Lilies or daisies. That's the usual one. Apart from that one, what other flower do I know? Nada.
You don't know Africa never died.
Africa never died. Don't do that one.
You know it now.
About my destiny now. Let me tell you. Oh, Yusis, let me tell you about
sorry,
my...
Sorry.
Come on.
Sorry.
You don't want to hear. Yeah,
I'm just choosing flower for you.
I've told you I don't want. Send me money.
Where
send
did
me
you
pounds.
Get this energy this night? Let me even know. Because I don't have energy.
Flower will not do anything. Yusis, send money.
Drop your account now. You're running.
Drop my son brought his, he has this, his homework that he's doing. This boy thinks like I'm this genius. He's bringing his homework. He's telling me, teach me. I gave him the way I can solve it. And he's like, he doesn't understand it. I should explain the details. And he got angry actually because me too, I got angry. And I said, I've explained it to you three
was
times.
Was this Samir?
Yes.
Her older son.
My older son.
They are almost the same height with Rashida. I pity Rashida. Go ahead.
Yeah, so he's like, I did one example for him. I did the second example for him. And he's saying that, oh, he doesn't understand this, my working. I'm not explaining it to him. I say, use the first working and the second working I did to do the other ones. So, and I was looking at him. He was trying to do it. And I was just looking at myself and thinking, like, I don't give myself the credit I deserve. Like, I'm teaching this boy mathematics.
But you just said he got angry now. Which flowers you want us to give you now?
No, it's not as if I didn't teach him.
But your method.
He didn't understand
you
my
carry
method.
Nigerian method.
Wait now.
You blame the child.
My method is even better. I'm showing him workings. His method is he just want to, you know, he just want to use his brain and do it. Me, I'm showing him workings. Some teachers want to see the workings.
Step by step,
step
yeah.
Step by step. So he's like, he's a bit confused. I get it. My workings is a longer process to get to the result. I get that. But like, so that you understand the break breakdown of how to get it. If somebody says, show me the workings of this, is the division, you know, this division that we use the table. That was the one we were doing. I'm like, okay. I was just thinking, what if I did not know this thing? The way this boy is behaving like this now.
You will not be the first parent that will do homework and the teacher will say, see me.
I was patting myself on the back saying, okay, like, well done. I know that by the time he gets to a higher grade, I won't be able to solve it. But for now, like, I'm proud.
Not at all.
I'm proud that I'm still able to, I still have this mathematics.
We are proud of you. Well done, ma. Rashida Super Mommy, Mother of the Year.
I'm trying my best.
Mother of the Year.
I'm patting myself on the back. I'm trying.
We'll help you pat that back. Congratulations.
No,
power to your elbow.
No, this the way you are saying this thing, it's not as if you are not, you are mocking.
It's because you don't believe in your work.
You are mocking me the way you have said this. More power to your elbows.
You see, let me use your words. You are not behaving like a typical Nigerian. I'm congratulating you, encouraging you. Say this way I'm saying it.
No, it's the tone you are using. I don't really like it.
Let me change the tone.
I don't really like this your tone. Oh my goodness. Enough about me. How are you doing?
I'm good, Rashid. I'm fine. Alhamdulillah. How was your week now? It's still cold, ma.
Very cold. It was raining today. It was
London.
Yeah. Like, you know, I'm not talking about like just London rain. You know, it was pouring.
Oh, yeah. Wow. But Every other thing
is fine. Alhamdulillah. We're healthy. Everything is good. I'm in a good space.
That's a real thing now. We have a lot of people that are wondering now. And they don't even know, they're just wondering. So for you to know that you're in a good space now, you admit it, you've been intentional. Alhamdulillah.
Yep.
We are in a good space. Being in a good space takes intention.
Yep.
You know, you have to be intentional about it. Just like being intentional about your peace of mind and other stuff. So you have hobbies, you have people that make you achieve that. Rashida can, I don't even get it sometimes. You just send me a message. Like, is it a directive? Is it a suggestion? Is it, I don't know. Let's watch this and discuss. I don't even have the energy because it was last week. I was busy. Let's watch this. I said,
wait now, you see, it's because I don't want to come and I'll be talking and you don't have any idea about what I'm talking about. That's why if we watch together, you understand my point of view and where I'm coming from. I don't just want to be giving you recommendations.
Anyway, and you come and be giving me spoilers.
I'll be giving you spoilers.
So, like, what Young, Famous, and African, right?
Yes. It was so trending. I said
it was it's been trending for like a week. People were just giving Annie bass balls. I said, what?
I say peer pressure. I hold my chest. I say peer pressure. Don't. But peer
don't
pressure.
Watch. But over me. For me, Rashida, I'd watched the first and second season.
I did.
So I was like, what happened now? The first season, what did she do? Why is it only Annie? Like, then Rashida said we should watch her. So let me kukuma watch it. First episode, I was thinking, I'd say, oh, I see why, oh, Auntie Annie, what are you doing now? Even if I want to support you, I can't, because me too, I'm upset over what you're doing. Rashida, to make matters worse, Rashida, today you saw what happened. Today being Monday, the 27th of January.
Let me even say a bit about the Young, Rich, and Africa. You know what? My own perspective was, I guess it's a reality TV. I don't really have anything bad to say about her. All I had to say, when I was watching it, I was just looking at her. And the only thing that was coming to my mind was, like, she's a queen. You see how Iniedo came in? She was a queen.
So I haven't reached that episode.
No.
I'm on episode 4, I think.
Yeah.
You know, I've been busy, so I tried to, like,
Iniedo came in, she was a queen from the beginning to the end. I get, like, Annie wanted to be the villain this time around, but my only concern with Annie this season was the fact that she, like, she's a beautiful woman, but I didn't see that confidence in her, you know?
Yeah.
She was looking as if she was begging for people's attention. She wanted people to you on her side. You know, she just
like
that was the only thing I really saw.
But Rashida, sorry to cut you. She wants people to be on her side for a problem that she caused from nowhere. For example, let me give you one example now. When they went for Zari's wedding.
Why are
you talking about husband age in front of her kids? Mm. Laughing with what's the lady's name when you know when you gossip with her, she's going to spill.
She's going to go and spill.
You see, it was uncalled for and you've already had issue with Zari. And being Two Faces' wife, are you in the best position to talk about anybody's husband? Let's be frank. So you know, you have shots against you.
Mm.
Everything is against you. Why not like keep to yourself? So she start this, then plays the victim, which I will not accept.
Yeah.
You not gaslight people. She starts the problem from the episode as well. She starts them. Then you start crying.
She started it. She actually started it. I did. Oh God. So now I don't even know. I don't really.
It's hard to defend her, Rashida.
It is
because
hard to defend
you are being
her.
Real.
Yeah. No, it is hard to defend her. I love the part where Nadia like confronted her. She wasn't taking it. She wasn't gonna take no bullshit. Like she said her mind. She said we are not going to support bad character. We are not going to support bad behavior. Like let's call it for what it is. And that scene was like amazing. Annie could not even say anything. She just kept quiet. And because everything she said, everything she did, the way they reacted towards her was like it was.
You understand the second incident, Rashida? If you remember last season, her and Swanky, they've been very close.
They were close.
Thank you. Then they had that issue, right? Where I think Swanky heard her. She and her manager were friends, mutual.
Mm.
Were talking on the phone after the call. I think no. She was there. Then the mutual spoke with Swanky. He didn't hang up. Then he heard Annie talking about him, insulting him, and what that was what caused the beef. But by the end of last season, I think they reconciled.
Mm.
After the reconciliation, now they have started a new season.
Mm.
Kinjekin has against Swanky. You are insulting Swanky again that he cannot be trusted. Blah 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 blah. And they carried all the talk again.
Definitely.
And brought it on the table. When you and Zari were having the argument, you want Swanky to jump in. As how now? Oh. He didn't want to address it, but she pushed him. You remember when he was like, Annie, you insulted. You understand? The one thing. Okay, Rashida, tell me the reason why she was telling that lady, Swanky is a bad person. He cannot be trusted.
Fantana that just joined them.
Both of you are Nigerians. Okay. Make it make sense to me. How do you defend this person? And I don't understand. What's with the shaking of the head?
Yeah. Like she's always shaking her head.
A friend of mine said it's like they said she's on drugs and all that allegedly. So I don't know, but it's really sad.
Then we were on to that. We finished settling that we'll come and talk about Young Rich and Africa.
Then
yesterday I was sitting down on my jelly. I just saw the tweets. We have been separated and we are no longer together. I say from where to where. Then few minutes later I was still scrolling on my phone. Then I saw my account has been hacked. And I say no wonder the account has been hacked.
She said no wonder.
I was still scrolling.
The people they have started hackers.
I said hackers.
Is their work.
That's
is their
work.
Work.
In these trying times for Annie, why are they doing like this?
I was
still scrolling. I was just still scrolling. I just saw somebody's face. He said, I just saw two Baba. He said, "Nah, me talk with I talk. Nobody hack my
account. Nobody hacked my account.
Now hit his chest. Now drank water."
Chest.
In a very condescending manner, like men, will see your wife. No, it was the way he said it. You know the I was still scrolling. I saw a note from
you. Not stop scrolling.
I'm always scrolling. I saw a note from Toke Makiwa saying that this is very wrong. Why will you do that? That this is a private matter. You shouldn't bring it here. You think that she doesn't have people, and we are all going to stand by. See, all I want to say is that if there's a virtual party, you know that I will not go physical. Virtual party that they are doing to celebrate, and please let them invite me because
her freedom,
live and direct. I'll be there to support her,
Rashida,
to lend my support.
Upsetting, what's upsetting to me, but I'm not surprised, is she's at her lowest.
She's She's at her lowest.
Nigerians have been dragging this lady for 2 weeks. We didn't know what was happening. If you notice, I
while
think
they
one
were
of the
dragging her, stray bullet was hitting him. So I think, as selfish as they usually are, he was trying to.
Men will not take it now. So
he was
Annie
trying to
has
remove himself. Yeah, he was trying to remove
of course
himself
now,
from
this,
the situation.
Is this not what we always say in this podcast? Be selfish, yo.
Are
if you
that
like.
You that you are listening? No, use this because I know that it's somebody, and that person will be a woman. She's doing her nose. This one's what is their problem?
No problem. If you like, be selfish. If you like, take care of yourself. If you like, don't put everybody else before yourself. It's good for you. Your reward is in heaven. Yes. See, Rashida, this guy started dating Annie when she was a child, 10 years old.
Mm-hmm.
He was 24, 25.
Mm.
He was her first boyfriend.
First
I don't
love.
Know why
she said first love, first kiss,
okay.
First everything.
Okay. I don't know what a 24, 25-year-old was looking for in a 15-year-old, right? He's all she knows.
I
some
know
people even call
hard.
It grooming. Because a 15-year-old, do you understand? She's still in secondary school. He has started his music career, even though he was not big and all that. Whilst they were together, he impregnated two ladies, four
oh
children.
God.
So they were together for like more than 10 years before they got married. Her child is the fifth. So I think there's Stockholm syndrome there. She, in case of you loving your abuser, there's nothing. If you notice, even after all this, I think she's afraid of the unknown, which is the problem we always have, Rashida. Where will I start? Where will I go? I don't have anything. You know, she abandoned her acting career. Everything revolves around Two-Face. And then, you know, people were saying this drug thing that they are even alleging she's taking is the one that even introduced her to it. My thought was like, with everything that's going on, every day they say people, if you see girls that are sending her messages, your husband was inside my DMs. I was with your husband. And she, Annie tried though, Rashida. Multiple pregnancy, cheating, waiting. I just saw, I think December, the concert. I saw the video. I think videos are just resurfacing. I saw a video of a concert he held December, just last month. He wanted to sing True Love. That his song. Do you know what he said?
No.
He said, Annie is at home. She's there. Me, I'm looking for my true love here. He started singing, where is my true love?
God of mercy. No, the way he even does it. No, the way he even announced it was
nonchalant.
Nonchalant.
You know?
As if we didn't see this relationship from the beginning. As if we didn't see how this woman has stayed.
You know, Rashida.
I'm not saying she's a saint. I don't know what happens behind closed doors.
Comparing what he has done to her.
Thank you very much.
Throughout their relationship and their marriage. Okay, yes, you can divorce.
Of course. Nobody is saying they shouldn't divorce.
It's fine and good.
But what
people
I'm
have
saying
been
is,
begging her to leave him now for
exactly.
How many years she refused.
What I'm saying is, you shouldn't do that.
It's the manner and the timing.
Thank you. That is just the problem here.
People are upset because a man will do you dirty, will do you worse at your lowest. There are speculations that it's like she's in rehab or she just came out from rehab.
Yeah.
Do you understand? Mm. So is this the time to do this to her? Okay, he said they have been separated for a while. Since you have been separated for a while, can't you wait for a while more before you announce it?
Thank you. That is our argument.
Take it.
That is
what
our
is
argument.
The point of
yes.
announcing it now? What is it?
Thank you.
What are you going to gain? And you have two children. Let's even say you don't have children together. For the fact that you, this lady, have been with you for the past 20 something years.
There should be mutual understanding and mutual respect.
See, there's a level of decency that is expected
of
you, right? When you are having, when you're going through separation and whatnot, right? Abamana.
I don't know. Was he thinking that now that he has come out to say this, that everybody would just, like, he's the good guy and everybody would say, oh, Annie is the bad one? I don't know. Was he thinking?
Explain to me how you come out as the good guy from this story, please. Explain to me like I'm three. I don't know how he's going to come out as the good guy.
I don't know his thinking because, you know, people,
you know, men and their audacity. Did you go through the trend? Come and see men defending him. He knows there will be legion of men and even women supporting him. He knows now. He knows. Is it not Nigeria? Some men have been saying congratulations. At least they have been blaming you. Can you imagine? Like, all the stories about Two-Face are fictional. They have been blaming him. Didn't he do what he did?
Nobody is saying you should not get divorced. But what we are saying is, like, do it in a nice way. You see, in the Quran,
they say
maybe that's why we are even having problems in the world. They say what Allah hates most is divorce. You know that, right? When a man divorces a woman, the throne shakes.
The throne of the earth.
So divorce is not something anybody likes. But if you have been with somebody for that long, I think there's just this respect that comes with it. You know, he didn't even have to say anything.
Not at all.
He didn't have to say anything. He didn't have to come out now.
There are so many incidents.
And marriages that have lasted a long time.
Thank you. At least. But Annie, that people have been begging her to leave you since. This woman stuck by you.
But you know, like, people are really happy that this...
I'm happy for her because the abuse is too much.
I pray she comes out of it, and I can't wait to see her glow up. She's an amazing person. She's a beautiful lady.
Support and the medical care that she needs.
Yeah, I hope she gets the support. Wrong. We are sending you all the love and light. Like, you're an amazing woman. Be strong. You will come out of this and you will be better. She's still young. She's a young... It's just that this is a man she has known all her life.
Remember last season, up to today, when he calls her, she'll be excited like a child, like a schoolgirl.
Yeah.
She really loves him. That's
she loves she him. I think she didn't even... Yeah, she didn't even believe she could have a man like... That's why it's not a...
Whenever you hear Rashid, they say,
there's a big issue. Love your space. Love your company. Like, I used to be amazed when she cannot stay alone. Eh? You cannot stay alone? You mean you don't like your own company? You mean you have to cuddle?
Which cuddle? Wait. Please, hold on. Hold up. Which cuddle? How many married people are cuddling? What are you doing? To them, it's not about the cuddle, Rashida. It's the perception and how they are being perceived outside. That's all that matters. So long as people outside think she's married, she's fine. Even if she did chop beating. Were you not the one that brought us that story? No, last 2 weeks when a lady was saying, so far a man is paying her bills. If you like, make it a bitter. You were the one that brought it. Have you forgotten? So it's not about the romance.
If we are talking about...
No. I am married.
I understand that Two-Face is Two-Face. Anywhere you call Two-Face, yes, we know Two-Face is Two-Face. Annie Macaulay is Annie Macaulay. Anywhere you call Annie Macaulay, you know her. If you go and check her social media handle, she has like 7.something million followers. Two-Face has like 8.something. The difference is not even that wide. So what are we talking about?
Rashida, they will say this one that you're talking is studio. Now you know that one. That's what they will tell you.
Like, and if we are even calculating based on people that like are following her, like there's walkings. You can see the walkings. You know, Rashida, sometimes we, you see, this that, age and time, we continue.
He has broken her self-esteem now. She doesn't... All these numbers that you're putting out, she doesn't even see it when you put Two-Face beside it. She has a very low self-esteem. Everything is too bad.
I hope she comes out of this.
Me too.
If the stories are real that she's in rehab, I hope she comes out of it strong. He wasn't even looking good himself. So I don't...
Allegedly, they're saying that he's a producer now. So whatever.
No, we don't know this thing. Mm-hmm. Allegedly.
Allegedly. It's really sad. Women, take care of yourself.
We always
Nobody
say
is
this.
Saying you should fight anyone. No, take care of yourself. Put yourself first. Last, everybody's looking out for themselves.
You cannot there. Just come and say, oh.
They will leave you there. You go shock.
He was behaving as if they trapped him. He was in a trap and they've released him. Finally, I've been released. She was in a trap too. And finally, she has been released. Give to Baba some piece of advice, lastly, before we move on. No, apart from that, I saw a video of him hugging somebody recently, hugging another woman.
All these women that he has been impregnating, has he not been hugging them?
No, apart from that,
or the girls
one,
that have been sending.
No, now he's parading another lady.
Okay, you see how women can be. One woman now want to enter that place.
Of course.
Okay, all the best.
Only that is even enough for Annie.
It's too much.
Please.
Okay. You said she will give who advice? Two-Face.
Yeah, give him.
What am I advising him?
Give him a piece of your mind.
But you are the one that solves one problem all the time now. You and diplomacy. What did you study again? This lady studied mass communication. She's doing like diplomat. See, Rashida, let's be realistic here. A man knows exactly what he's doing.
He knows.
Please.
They usually know what they do.
He knows exactly what he's doing. He knows where he put her. He knows where he has her. So there's nothing. He knows exactly what he was doing.
You know, my own problem with that all this divorce and stuff is the signs are there. The warnings are there. Like, you guys see each other. You know that this is not working. Please, can we do it? faster than, I don't want to be with you 10, 20 years and like then we'll come and start getting divorced. Can we just divorce?
But you know, Rishida, it's not as straightforward as
it's not. It is. Yeah, and I know. But I'm just thinking if we want
okay, to. Okay, imagine after every time a lady comes out and says she's pregnant for Two Face. You know, men, you don't know how he has been rolling and crying for her, begging her that he's the devil. Which brings me to this point. Last season, it should be season one or two, it should be last season on Young, Famous and African. I think Two Face was on that season. Remember that scene where they were having dinner and he was there too, when he was saying a man can love a woman, but when he goes out, his teen will just tell him that he wants to do this and he will do. And he was beside him. They were all shocked. I think was it Nadia that was pressing him? Are you saying that you, he said, yeah, it doesn't mean a man is polygamous. He will sleep with, and he was there. Are you saying this is you? She, like, oh my God. I felt embarrassed on her behalf. So he said at the end of the dinner, he was saying that that's what I believe. That's what he said on national TV. So imagine all this time that a lady will come out and say she's pregnant. All the lies, all the promise of the swearing, it will not happen again. Because he will not just keep quiet now. That's the reason why she kept having hope and staying. We all know she loves him. So it's not straightforward. And now, to make matters worse, there are children in the mix. She'll start calculating, you know, mothers.
Bigger
start
children. Calculating
now.
Big kids.
Yes, a single big mother, blah, 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 and whatnot. What the society will say, what will people say? I've suffered enough. Let me just stay back. All these thoughts.
I want to put this point. There's no way I'll finish this. This episode is not about them. Let's move on. But I want to say this thing that, like all the kids, from what we have seen on social media, they get along.
She so always that means them as her kids. She said she has 7 children. How many women will accept those children like hers?
For the fact that all the kids get along, even recently, I saw a video of the boys and her.
Yeah. I don't know the occasion. They're all friends.
And they were all together. They were all laughing. So even if she's a bad person, like, okay, we want to say, because I don't want it to sound as if we are just supporting Annie and we are not.
I'm supporting Annie. Mrs. Diplomacy, yeah, if you like, yeah. Me, my only. Like, I'm 100% supporting Annie.
I love it.
I'm supporting
but her. I want for all these kids to get along. That means she's an incredible person. So I just wanted us to end this like topic with saying that she has to be an incredible human being for all the kids to get along. If she did not want them to get along, they would not get along, no matter
not
what
all.
He does.
Not at all.
But that means not somehow, she's an incredible human being. I just wish her all the best. You see,
I do too.
I'm moving along from that. Yeah, I want to go into another one. We are on the streets. This episode, we are on the streets.
Yes, Ronnie.
Yeah, I want to read something, and it's about married people. You know, married people. What? They are always looking. Yeah.
When somebody hears some of our episode, they will think like.
Married people
doesn't have a boyfriend. Talk more of being married. She said married people. Married people and their wala.
Married people. Every time, no, just because you're married, they want to kill woman because woman is married. This woman is in a dilemma, and she said, I'm in my 40s. My husband is out of the country for 9 years now. My last child was a year old when he left. He left with his second wife, and ever since he hasn't been home. In all fairness, he takes really good care of us. But right now, I am finding it too difficult to cope with the lack of sex. I don't keep friends. It's not my nature from the onset. And I find it very difficult to speak out. My family members doesn't know he has another wife because I couldn't inform them.
Oh.
Their first child is around my last baby's age. I'm speaking now because I read about women watching porn and whether it is right or not, because I engage myself with that. I had from my workplace conversations that lack of sex causes health havoc and so on, but I don't believe. Recently, I had my period, which lasted for a week and a day instead of the normal 3 days. I complained at the hospital and was asked to run some tests, which fibroid was ruled out. But my hormones are something I don't really know. The doctor asked about my sex history and some other stuff and then told me to go and start having sex.
Mm-mm.
I really don't know. I tried talking to my husband, but he asked me to get human vitamins. I said, Oga, when are you coming home? He said, very soon. Soon as in when? Since soon. I'm tired, but I can't talk to him. Our communication are mostly about the welfare of the kids and whatever we need at home. Once again, we are not lacking anything. He caters for us, but what can I do? She said, severally, we have tried applying for visa to visit, but it was denied. This was taken from Shamsuddin Giwa. So I like the posts he posts because these are Muslim women that come to him to say things. And you know, we Muslim women, it's hard for us to talk about like things like this. And,
yeah.
And this is a Muslim lady coming to say this is what she's going through.
But what are her family saying?
Mistake number one, she doesn't have a support system. She hasn't created a support system because she hasn't told her family that her husband got a second wife. I don't know why she was hiding it. You mean your husband got a second wife and you let it go? Then nobody came to do what they call it. Like, thank you very much. You know, she's a hero, the women hero.
Oh my God. Where to even start from this story?
I know.
Like, what do you see? I don't know. I'm confused.
It's the audacity for me. He has another wife that he took abroad and he's getting some, and he left this one.
Anyway, I think the only thing I can say about this, right? There are Islamic injunctions for all these things, right? It's not coming to social media. She should seek advice or counsel from a respected Islamic scholar that would, because you cannot just leave and stay there. Your responsibility doesn't stop from just catering for her financially. There are other aspects of
it.
She was not in agreement on this.
She said that they are not lacking anything.
She kept repeating that. Thank you very much. Do you know why she kept repeating that? She's trying to point out the good part, because when you say this story, everybody will be like, how stupid are you to stay? So she kept repeating that information. But this is the good thing that has been doing, you know.
They are not liking.
FYI, for your information.
Yeah.
Thank you. So that's why she keeps mentioning that. Of course, people will be outraged by this. But forget social media and whatnot. She needs to get her people involved.
Of course, they will deny you visa because, oh my goodness, this is so confusing.
Yourself, you'll be carrying story that passed your power. You'll be stressing yourself, Eshida.
I know. Sure. Living abroad with two wives.
Women, Sha. So what was his plan now?
Yusis.
So he just abandoned
this one. Do you know I want to cry? See my tissue, Yusis. I'm actually holding a tissue. Like, I'm teary. I'm teary because this is his first wife.
And you say God will not punish this one now. Who are you? God.
Like, this is his first wife. He left his first wife. He married a second wife, took her abroad, and he left this first wife for 9 good years. Her last born is the same age with his first child with the other woman. And then he's now using money.
This one, Islamically, is the marriage still there?
I don't think so.
Make sure you go ask question. No.
Yeah.
Right.
I'm not sure.
See, okay, let me give you an example. No, there's no marriage there. Okay. During the prophet's time, right, when they go for these battles, sometimes the prophet, you, his companions, how long have you been here? No. Okay. You have to go back home. See your wives, then come back. Why? There's a duration that you must go back to your family. This was during the prophet's time. Battle, a religious battle, but they're being excused to go back and tend to their duties at home. Then one man will just marry another lady, move to another country entirely, leave a wife and a child for 9 years, and she's speaking English, keeps telling them that, but you are lacking nothing. You are lacking everything.
You're lacking everything.
You know the child for your papa house. If it's like that, is it not better to go back to your parents and know that you're a single parent? What are we saying?
He left her when she was 31 years old.
She don't reach 14. Ashida, me, I don't like all this corner. What are the obligations? What are the duties of a man? He has to sexually satisfy her, clothe her, feed her, and whatnot. She needs shelter, right? He's married there, so let's say the relationship, the communication is just there. Like she said, the only communication they have is when they are in need to pass the information. So what is this?
What is she thinking? Okay,
What is she thinking? Rashida, doesn't she have a brain? He has made a choice. See, a man will always do what is best for him.
And she's even working.
If you sit down with this lady, Rashida, we are from the north. We are Muslims, you know this thing. When you sit down with this person now, it's the fear of the unknown. My God, but it's Allah that said, believe in destiny, pray, and he will change your worst situation. I just don't understand it. What if you're not meant to be with this man? There are people
nine
that will
years
marry
is a long time for you not to know your fate.
Rashida.
Nine years
I wish
you
all the
time.
Best, Sha.
No, you can't wish all the best. Nine years.
The thing is upsetting me. Yoshida, you know.
I don't think this was the plan. There wasn't a plan. Like, he didn't sit down to explain these things for her.
See, finish,
yeah, no? Because there's no woman in her right sense that will accept this.
Not at all.
Yes. Yeah, so,
and even if you were,
she was just abroad, going with the flow, and then she woke up and it was 9 years later.
Is it with your first wife or somebody you just married?
Maybe, or to him, the marriage had ended, but he didn't say. Thank you. It's not maybe.
The marriage has ended. Let me tell you.
He loved to the love of his life.
Thank you very much. It will bring me back to my argument with you last week. When I was telling you, I was upset with, is it Etim Efion's wife, when she said the only reason he married her was because the woman he was with at the moment was not ready to get married. So he settled for her. What if this is the situation in this story? So he settled for this one while chasing the love of his life. When the love of his life finally agreed, they tapped together and left this one here. The one he settled for. You know, you cannot say, no. There's no, he was blowing English that day. Do you understand? Because there's no way if he had any atom of love, not love, even like for this woman, that 9 years with your child, Rashida, why am I even stressing my neck with things? He just wanted a nanny for his child, and that's what she is. Simple.
She didn't say how many kids she has, but she said her last child is the same
nanny
age
for his children. So you see, he sent the nanny for upkeep. There's a house for them in Nigeria. Because see, if he separates from this woman now, what if she says she's not going to take the children? You know, new wife in abroad, 9 years.
You can't, maybe they are not a citizen.
She will not accept. She will never accept, right? Maybe he cannot say the lady should take the children to his own family.
Like, now the wife abroad, what is she thinking in her brain? Like,
okay,
is she happy with this type of arrangements?
Is
she thinking that she has won? Or like,
of course, no,
you see, it's me. If there's
it
anything,
can never be me.
If there's anything I dislike, is the fact that no matter what you want to do, please, as a man, don't undermine your first wife. Don't disrespect her, no matter what. Do not
become, you're blowing English,
marrying a new wife. Do not, you dare not. You have no right.
It all boils down to this thing. At the moment, at any moment, any time in this life, a man will do what's best for him at that moment, not thinking of, okay, what will happen in the future. And see, there's no way you would cheat a person and you go scot-free. Right from the beginning of time till the end, it will always be the same. The time frame, the journey might be different, but the end is always the same. Do you get? It's just a matter of time. If you like, go. If you like, don't do it. It's the same. And it's funny because the other person that they be with, right? How do I even put it? They make, you know, the thing is, they make these miscalculations because they'll be like, okay, where would you go? Where would you go? Who will go for her? How will she cope with her life? There's nothing she can do. And all those miscalculations. There are women that will say, let me see this through. Then there are women that will not take the bullshit. I'm out. I'm gone. But the bottom line is, if you cheat a person, I pity you. God save you. If this lady hands the matter to God,
we
have seen the story now, Rashida.
We are finished.
We have seen it play out. We have seen it. But in all the time, they think their own story will be different, or they are smarter. I know what I'm doing. I've made the calculation. How can you be making calculation on top of another human
being? Yes, you know what 9 years is? Oh, maybe he's in prison.
How will he be in prison? He's taking care of
He's taking care. Okay. Because I'm just thinking, what will make you not to come back for 9 years? You see, I'm done.
Please, you are stressing me today.
But this is a very sad situation. Like,
really sad.
I'm really sorry she's going through this. 9 years is a long time for you not to know your fate, because she still doesn't know what she's doing. Like,
not at all.
In this, her write up, she's not even saying what the real problem is, because she's
not
just
at all.
Yeah, she's not making it as if she's tired of.
They left you for 9 years, and you're still.
Thank you very much. Because the question I would have asked here is my marriage still valid after 9 years of
Always say, Rashida, you're asking me the wrong question. This is it.
Because she's happy to still be in the marriage if he will come, just, you know, for
if
a while.
You call them,
oh God, women are going through a lot. These are different issues that women go through. So it's a good thing this podcast exists to bring issues like this. we don't have the solutions to these things, but it's just a way to tell you that these stories are out there. Somebody is going through it. You might not have seen it on your timeline, and we are bringing it to you. And even if you had seen it on your timeline, I'm sure you're wondering, maybe you are having a discussion in your brain thinking, what is the solution? Sometimes you see something, you don't know who to talk, or you're thinking, what is another person thinking about this same thing?
Yeah.
That's why this podcast exists, just to talk about it. And we don't have the solutions, but...
But the thing they pain us,
A woman's pain is... How they say it? One woman's pain is another woman's pain. I don't know how that saying goes, but...
This is the second time I think we cried on this podcast. And it's really sad because things are just getting worse. Today is the 27th of January. And the number of femicides that has happened for just this month is crazy. A man killed his wife. A man poured hot oil on the wife. A man...
The amount of things I have on my phone that we need to discuss is a lot. And it's just in January. I have a lot that we have to go through. And we'll be bringing them every time we record. Guys, on that note, I hope this doesn't trigger anybody. Please love yourself. Stay safe. Put yourself first. And just try and be happy. Just, I don't know.
It's not that serious.
It's not that serious.
Rashida is... speechless.
I am speechless.
First time, but
I'm actually speechless.
It's warranted. I wish these ladies support the love.
Please, that lady, why are you not telling your family members? Tell your mom, tell your dad.
I'm sure he would tell her that.
If her dad is still alive and her dad knows about this, I'm sure that marriage would have been dissolved and you would have gotten yourself another fine bobo to get married to. You know, the love of your life. Married. If she wants to get married,
maybe you know that thing they say on social media, don't let your husband stop you from finding the love.
Maybe the love of your life is out there. The way he found the love of his life and eloped with her, maybe yours is out there.
But that's on a lighter note, guys. Thank you so much for listening. That's why we really appreciate you, even though the topics for today was like, oh my God. Well, it happens, and that's the reality we are facing. These are issues. They are real-time issues facing our society, and we have no choice but to discuss them, even though we don't proffer a solution. But, this is what you think. This is what people are thinking. We encourage ladies to take care of themselves. You need that support system. I always say it, ladies. You need a support system. Be selfish. Take care of yourself first. Take care of yourself. Everybody will be fine at the end of the day. Thank you so much, guys. It's been a good one or bad one, whatever one, Rashida. Kindly follow us on all social media handles. It's at the Chill Sisters Podcast, both on Instagram. Have a wonderful weekend ahead. Take care. Bye. Rashida.
Peace out. Oh my God.